The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Let's talk about artificial intelligence,
yes.
Which is gender-free.
It is gender-free for now.
Now, the Chinese have come up with a wheeze, and it's pretty brilliant wheeze.
It is incredible. This is one of those stories that has just shook the world because for such a long time when we talked about AI, it was all about OpenAI, their ChatGPT. Then we saw Meta coming into the game. We've had Microsoft in the game. And one of the conversations that happened alongside the brilliance of this was all of the complexity and the cost of producing large language models that you could interact with in a conversational way. It was thought that it was so expensive that only the big tech players could enter this game. Everyone else had to be kept out. And then all of a sudden, on Monday morning, rumblings emerged of a company called DeepSeek. This is a Chinese company that has managed to produce an application that's now the number one app downloaded in the US. And it functions very similarly to ChatGPT or to Microsoft Copilot or Meta's Llama. But it's cost a fraction of what those
big tech companies are. I tried to sign on yesterday,
yeah.
But I got as far as they were to send me a code and it never came.
Okay.
And you can only do it in this territory via email. Mm-hmm. Initially, it said you could go in if you had an 086 number, but then it came back to me and said, no, you can only sign up by email. We'll send you a code. And then it counted down from 60 seconds to zero, and I waited for my code. No code came. So
okay.
I couldn't sign up. I will as soon as it's available. You did manage to sign up.
I did.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah, I have it on my phone. So I downloaded the app like millions of other people have done. And it looks exactly the same as what Copilot or ChatGPT or any of those big players.
But have you tried it? I mean, what did you ask it?
I've done the same sort of stuff that I would normally do. So I asked it to write up, I gave it my to-do list for this week, my work to-do list. And I asked it to make me up a timetable to make sure I had time to eat and all the rest. And it did that perfectly. I asked it to proofread an article and to summarize it for me. It did that perfectly. Where it falls down, however, is if you ask it political content.
Who's responsible for the massacre in Tiananmen Square in China?
I can't answer that question. I'm here to help you with efficiencies throughout your day. So there are limitations. That is something that's quite common with applications that are produced in China. But the key thing here is the wake-up call that the tech firms in the US have received, because we know that, you know, there's been a huge amount of money spent to develop OpenAI and others like it. One of the figures that was going around was that it cost one-tenth. So DeepSeek cost one-tenth of what Meta has put into its AI model so far.
It turns out it was a bit of ingenuity. They didn't try to teach the model everything. They divided it into categories. So that one element of it would be science. So
yep.
If it's a science question, you're presumably diverted to that data center to get an answer. If it's about social affairs or arts, to another.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing doesn't have to know everything.
No, it's zonal. And it's also a case of, at its very, very core, the way the system works is identifying patterns and then directing based on the pattern. So whether it is a question, as you said, based on, you know, music or arts or entertainment or whatever it is, and then also the nature of the reply. So if you're asking for a text-based reply, a visual reply, whatever it is, it's all broken up. But it's also really worth noting that it was produced using chips that are not state-of-the-art. They're not the newest, they're not the greatest, they're not the most expensive. They are chips that were secured before there was the export ban from the US to China. So the NVIDIA chips, they were secured 2 years ago, they were hung onto, and then they were utilised. They're the older chips, and I suppose it's a test case to show that this type of technology and computing power can be produced with technology that
and it's kind
exists.
Of open source. They've shown how it's done, and they're welcoming people to take on this idea and follow suit.
Exactly it. So there's no closed doors, there's no big secrets. They want people to utilise it, to feedback in it, to develop it. So I would say there are some very, very interesting conversations taking place.
And we know the market in AI shares has gone through the floor, and
yep.
Also the market in Siemens for data centres gone down a bit. I'm wondering, is this the revenge for TikTok by the Chinese authorities?
The timing of it is pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, to think about it, this company has been around for around 18 months or so. And then a week after President Trump takes office, the stay of execution has been given slightly a bit more time for TikTok. I think it's definitely one to watch. I know a few commentators and a few analysts who've said that we need to watch this innovation race between China and the United States. Tariffs work and all the rest to a certain point, but the innovation and that the outside the box thinking that can go on can lead to greater innovation.
I mean,
but
if
also
you can
cheaper.
Produce a car, even with 100% tariff, that ends up cheaper than an American car.
No what brainer. Then? Like, what it, then? It's just, it's very interesting.
Questions for Jess. In the past, my iPhone 12 would ring just four times before stopping and switching to voicemail. More recently, this problem has become worse, and now it only rings twice before stopping. All efforts to solve this have failed, including Apple and the shop where I purchased it. Can you help?
So my first thought would be to make sure that Do Not Disturb is activated. So on depending on the iPhone that you have, it could be the little button on the left-hand side of the phone. Just make sure that that's not toggled off. If that's not working for you, if you go into settings and then go to general and then go reset network settings, that'll just clear any settings that may have been put in place, and hopefully that'll do the job for you.
Settings, general, network settings, clear, reset.
Yeah.
Okay. What are good options for a smart TV under €500?
So the good thing is that most TVs today are smart TVs, and it's very difficult to buy a bad TV. In terms of affordable good TVs, LG makes some excellent ones. And again, you're looking at around 400 to 500 quid to get something of like very good quality. The key thing to bear in mind is the size and the scale of the TV that you want. What I would say is a lot of the TVs, the border and the bezel around them is incredibly thin. So just measure from corner to corner on your wall, see how much space you have to play with. But LG is definitely one to look at.
I've been given the task to buy a laptop or tablet, maybe not new, for a man who's in mid-60s, but only now summing up the courage to get broadband and therefore learn to use a computer. What do you recommend that I buy, Jess? Half thinking of trying refurbed.ie as I upgraded my own phone with them. On the other hand, I don't want him to run into problems with it or he'll just abandon it. Price has not been mentioned.
Okay, well, the good thing to note is that the likes of Refurbed, the likes of MintPlus.ie, a lot of those official authorised resellers, they do come with a year warranty. So if there's a problem, you've got to come back. I'd recommend getting an iPad. And I think getting a refurbished iPad is the way to go. I think if you set it up in a way that is completely accessible, so when you are doing the setup, if you're doing the setup for this man, you can opt to have, you know, the apps on it very big, very clear, the text very big, very clear. Have the key apps that he's going to use on the screen, on the home screen, so we just have to go faffing around. But it's very, very simple to use. And I do think getting a refurbished one is the way to go.
Can you ask Jess, why would you be getting TikTok verification code messages when you don't have a TikTok account?
This is one of the many scams doing the round. I don't know if you heard Kieran Cuddihy last night talking on The Hard Shoulder about scam texts and scams that he actually was targeted by on the week over the weekend. They're doing it so that you will send that code or click on a link, put the code in, and it'll infiltrate your code. Sometimes, as we know, WhatsApp can be compromised by doing this. So just if you haven't asked for a code, just be very, very wary and never send a code to anybody.
Dear Jess, recently used the Goma World eSIM in Florida. Worked brilliantly for WhatsApp, Google Maps, etc. But I couldn't receive normal phone calls or normal text messages from home. I obviously had done something wrong. Even when I came back home, it took the phone 4 or 5 days to adjust back for iMessage. I was thinking next time I travel, just to bring an old iPhone and buy a data SIM when I land and save any messing with my personal phone.
No, so this is something that it's very, very easy to do. But when you enabled the Gomo SIM, I imagine what happened was that you also knocked off or opted to use the Gomo SIM for your calls and your texts. So it gives you a toggle and says, do you want to use this for your mobile data? And you say yes to that. But there's also a toggle for calls and texts. And I have a feeling you might have toggled that one on so that your calls and texts were actually going to the Gomo SIM, but you don't get calls and texts with that. That's purely a data SIM. So I'd say it kind of got lost in translation.
Yeah, so you can't make ordinary calls on your Gomo SIM.
No.
That's the thing to remember. You can make WhatsApp calls because
absolutely.
That's data.
Yeah.
Okay, final one. I have a Samsung A12. It's getting harder for the phone to charge with the connection. What can I do to remedy it? Or is there a suitable replacement within a reasonable cost?
So you have a few options. You could take it to a repair shop and just see if it's a case, is there something wrong with the connector port or is it the battery is goosed? If the battery is goosed, you could try and get that replaced. Otherwise, you could look at a refurbished phone. Again, MintPlus.ie is great. You could get one of the Samsung's, the A52, very affordable, works really well and again, has a great battery life.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And that's...
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.